Hello and welcome to Dating Don God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way. And I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast.
So we keep hearing that flirting is bad, flirting isn't a good idea, flirting is sexually suggestive. And I want to talk about this today from the Christian perspective. So if you're new here, welcome. My name is Tolu. I'm a Christian dating coach, and I specialize in helping women of faith step into godly marriages by dating the right man. So I want to talk about why you should flirt more, because it's really important to understand how to approach the dating scene as a woman of faith, using your femininity in that process without thinking that somehow you're stepping outside the bounds of your relationship with God and you're dating in a way that isn't pleasing to the Lord. So let's talk about flirting, okay? So what does it mean to flirt? And I'm literally just looking at my notes. It means behave as though sexually attracted to someone, but playfully rather than with serious intentions. So let's deconstruct that. Behave as though sexually attracted to someone. There is nothing wrong with showing the fact that you're sexually attracted to someone. That's the first thing I want to say. There is all this misunderstanding and, would I say, lack of clarity around how you're supposed to date in a godly way without getting in the way of your relationship with God. Behaving as though you're sexually attracted to someone is not a bad thing. Allowing yourself to show that you're interested in getting to know someone intimately, this doesn't mean that you are, for some reason, this somehow suggests to the majority of people that it means that you are acting sexually, you are trying to be seductive, and that is not necessarily the case. Behaving as though you're sexually attracted to someone just means that you're showing them that you are interested in getting to know them intimately, and that's why flirting is important. It is not about being sexually suggestive. It's not about being seductive. It's about being feminine. It's about being fun. It's about being playful, as the description also mentions. It's about being open. It's about being transparent. It's about being, you know, available for connection and conversation. That's what it can be. It doesn't have to mean that we are suggesting sexually that you are interested in getting to know them, you are exposing yourself in a way that implies seduction. It doesn't have to be any of that. It just has to be communicated to the person in a way that lets them know that you're interested, that lets them know that you find them interesting to talk to, that you're curious about getting to know them more intimately. So I wanted to clarify that, because there's just so much misunderstanding around this for women of faith. And it is affecting the way you're positioning yourself to meet quality men. It is affecting the quality of men you're meeting. It is affecting the quality of conversations you're having with men. In fact, it is even translating to the quantity of men you are connecting with and how you are coming into contact with men. Because there's all this misunderstanding around how to present yourself as a woman of faith. And flirtation is one of the key ways that you do this. Esther did it in the Bible. I'm just thinking, Esther did it. Ruth did it as well. They were flirting. They were suggestive as well. They just used the tools that were given to them in a way that allowed it to work in favor of making sure that they came into contact with the men they were interested in. In the case of Esther, it was in Xerxes. In the case of Ruth, it was Boaz. So it doesn't have to mean that you are making yourself naked, or you are exposing yourself sexually, or you are being seductive. You can do it in a godly way. You can show sexual attraction in a very healthy way as well, by giving that man more attention, giving him more time, showing you're interested, paying at, complimenting is a great way to do this. And this is something we break down with clients, which is why our clients are able to connect with men more healthily, which is why our clients are not in a position where they're chasing men up and down. If anything, they're in position to be pursued, because flirtation is one of the key ways in which you are going to start attracting men you can marry. So I want to break down why you should flirt. I mean, I've already gotten into it, but I've not even started to deconstruct the importance of flirting. It is very key that you flirt. It is of high importance that you are able to provide that level of clarity in your dating process to see if someone is sexually attracted to you for the right reasons. Because if you don't have that clarity, and if you're not able to connote, or rather to be able to know when someone is interested in you in that way, don't be surprised if you keep getting men that you're confused by their signals. You know, I get comments sometimes like, oh, he keeps staring at me. Sis, that doesn't mean anything. It literally means nothing. He could be staring at you, he may not be staring at you. He literally could be thinking and just looking in your direction. That implies nothing. The issue with those kinds of conclusions without any evidence is your lack of understanding on how to use your femininity. It's your lack of understanding of how to flirt. It's your lack of understanding of how to have conversations with men, connect with men in a way that lets them come into your space intimately. Or sometimes I hear things like, he likes talking to me all the time. He smiles when he looks at me. Also means nothing. Nothing. I mean, what has that done for you? Let's start from there. How has that changed your life? Is he in your life? Is he talking to you? Have you all gone on a date? Has he ever asked you out? Has he in any conversation implied that he is interested in you? Has he ever told you point blank period that he wants to take you on a date? And I'm sure the answer to all those questions is no, because he's not interested. But because you lack an understanding on how to use your femininity and how to flirt and how to be able to read when a man is actually genuinely interested in being intimately involved with you, of course you're going to come to those conclusions. And I see Christian women do this all the time. You're just wasting time on some man that doesn't even know you exist. Some man that is just talking to you to pass time. Some man that is just talking to you because you're just available to talk to. And you're surprised? Why are you surprised? What's surprising about that? There's nothing surprising, because that's all you've made yourself available for. And then you come to these conclusions. Sometimes I even hear things along the lines of, God said that's my husband and he smiled at me. Sis, God did not tell you anything. You are literally coming to conclusions by yourself. That is all you. Jesus was not in that equation at all. And the reason I'm hammering on this so hard is because I see this again and again and again. Or sometimes I hear things like, oh, maybe it's not my time, or this is the first man that has shown any interest in me. Maybe he's the one for me, or something along those lines. And all of them fall into the same bucket. Because you don't know how to use your femininity, because you don't know how to flirt, because you don't know how to make yourself available to men that actually do desire intimacy with you, you are literally obstructing that possibility from taking place by paying attention to men that literally do not even know you exist. They don't know you exist. And even if they do know you exist, even if they are friends, that is the limit of their interest. That is literally the height it could ever go to. It's not about prayer and fasting that God should open his eyes. It's not about talking to him one extra time. It's not about smiling at him more suggestively. That is not going to change anything. It's not going to change. All that is happening in that situation is you are literally just wasting your time. When you talk about wasting time, that is what it looks like. That is what it looks like. That is the actual fact of what wasting time looks like. Paying attention to men that don't know you exist, creating situations in your head that are not real, you know, trying to make sense of something that is not even taking place. Because he's smiling at you, you think A. Because you prayed and you saw him, you think B. Sis, none of that is, that's all fantasy. You are creating scenarios in your head that are not actually happening in reality. That is what is going on. And the reason I'm hammering on this so hard is I see a lot of Christian women do this all the time. You do this all the time. And I can relate to this so much because when I started my faith journey, you know, as we all know, dating as a Christian woman is different from dating as a worldly woman. There are a lot of considerations that come into play. Yes, there are similarities, but there are also plenty of differences that creates key scenarios that, I'm trying to look for the right way to phrase this. We have similarities with the way worldly women date, but there are nuances in the way you date as a Christian woman that will form the pillar and the foundation of how you choose your spouse. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, and through that process, you know, and that's how Fan Flame started. That's how Wife in Waiting, the group coaching started. That's how Dating to Marry started. Through my own process of discovering through how to date as a Christian woman and, you know, God calling me into that space to be able to help women of faith step into the right marriages. So I understand where you're coming from. That's why I know it's not true. I completely get you. That's why I'm able to, you know, so I've had conversations with you guys, but I'm sure a lot of things I'm saying, I know because I've been there. I know exactly what you're going through. I completely understand. You are creating situations in your head that do not exist. Until and unless you start positioning yourself in a way that comes, that allows you to come into contact with quality men, that allows you to use your femininity and flirt in a way that attracts men that desire intimacy with you, that desire to pursue you productively. Pursuing productively means that they desire to pursue you for the goal of marriage, and they are showing you through their actions, their words, and their intentions that everything is in alignment with that destination. Until and unless you start to do that, do not be surprised if you keep making up scenarios for the next couple of years. I'm not going to lie to you. You guys know I just say that as it is. Do not be surprised if you keep finding yourself in that situation, because it will keep happening. It will keep happening. And this has nothing to do with your culture, your background. Doesn't matter if you're in Nigeria, the US, the UK, Canada. We have had clients in all those different locations that have stepped into marriages, that are actively dating, that are coming into contact and having quality conversations and connections with quality men. Doesn't matter, because y'all keep looking for excuses that are not even, that actually have no impact on your experience. You keep looking, oh, maybe it's my location, maybe it's my age, maybe it's my income bracket, maybe it's because I just came out of a relationship. None of those explain the current situation. You are literally just looking for excuses. What is actually going on is you're not dating in a productive way that allows you to align with men that desire to partner with you intimately. And one of the ways to do that is for you to flirt more. Okay, why is this important? Apart from all I've said so far, because it shows that you're in a space to enjoy the dating process. You're in a space to have fun. You're in a space to come into contact with more men. When you have fun as you flirt, when you have fun as you're getting into conversations with men, it's easier for you to know the kind of men you want to date, because you are actually and actively going through that process. You are meeting men, you're having conversations. And this is something that we do with clients on a day-to-day basis. All our clients are in the process of either talking to men, qualifying men in committed relationships, or have stepped into marriage, because there is a process involved. Right now, you are just playing from the sidelines. You know what I mean by the sidelines? It means you are not in the game. You are not playing at all. You are not in the process of getting to know men. You have just kind of removed yourself and somehow expect this man to drop in front of you, which does not happen. Yeah, it happens in the minority, maybe one in every, I don't know, I'm not a mathematician, but in the minority, sure. But that's not how you go about the dating process productively. You need to put yourself in a position where you're able to meet men actively. And one of the ways you do that is by flirtation, because flirtation exposes your fun side. It exposes that you're fun. It exposes that, you know, you're someone that, and when you're having fun through the flirtation process, what I mean by that is you're having fun as you're going on dates with men. It makes it easier and less restrictive for you to know the kind of men that you actually want to commit to.
Hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically, using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to Marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a Dating to Marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaloday.com. That's tolu@tolufaloday.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the Dating to Marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
A lot of you are dating based on, I want him to choose me, as opposed to dating based on, why exactly do I want to choose this man? Why do I want to choose this man? A lot of you are not dating from that standpoint. And then another reason why you should flirt more is it exposes your femininity. It exposes your feminine side. It allows you to vet men correctly from your core as woman, from your core as being a woman, from your core as being someone that is called to partner with a man, from your core as being someone that is called to step into marriage. And this is an intimate process that I put all my clients through, which is how to vet men. Your vetting process, my vetting process, your sister's vetting process is going to be different. I like using the example of applying for a job. We could all be applying to the same organization, but we're applying for different positions. Even if we were applying for the same position, we would not go through the same process because our skill set is different, our experiences are different, our exposure is different, our degrees, our background is different. So even if they put you through the same process, you are not going to have the same experience. That's what it means to vet. Vetting means that you're putting men through the same process, which I show you how to do in my program, where I work with you, you know, to date the right men for marriage. Because a lot of you are dating, you're just spending time dating the wrong men. That's just it. You're dating the wrong men. Flirtation allows you to be more feminine. It exposes your femininity in a way that makes it easier for you to vet men because you're in your core. A lot of you are dating out of your masculine energy. You're the one paying the bills. You're the one paying for the dates. You're the one pursuing the guy. You're the one chasing the guy. You're the one trying to... And mind you, if you're in that position where you keep thinking, oh, maybe because he smiled at me, he likes me, you're dating out of your masculine energy. As a woman, you have no business thinking in that direction. You're not meant to be the one trying to figure out if he's interested or if he's not interested. That is the man's job. That is literally masculine energy in operation. He's the one supposed to be trying to figure out how to get your attention. He's the one supposed to be trying to figure out how to show you that he's interested. He's the one supposed to be trying to create scenarios for you guys to go on a date. But a lot of you are spending so much time in your masculine energy that you run, and that is why you keep attracting feminine men. That's why you keep attracting men that you're paying bills for. You keep attracting men that you're making excuses for. You keep attracting men that are not interested in long-term commitment, that just want to see what they can get off you, whether emotionally, sexually, physically, financially. They're just taking advantage of you because you're dating out of your masculinity, not your femininity. Flirtation encourages your femininity to come on. That's why a lot of you find it uncomfortable, because you're not comfortable with your femininity. That is actually what's going on. It's not that it's not biblical, because you all use that as for excuse everything. Oh, it's not biblical to talk to more than one man at a time. It's not biblical for me to approach a guy. It's not biblical for this. He's not interested in me because he's not a Christian. He's not interested in me because I said I'm not having sex till marriage. Sis, that's not true. A lot of you are using the Bible as an excuse. You're using your Christian faith as an excuse. You're using it to kind of prop yourself up and make excuses for why you're not meeting men. And that's not how faith is supposed to be active. That's not how faith shows up when it's working in your favor. Okay? So because you're not comfortable with your femininity, that's why you're not comfortable with flirting. Because literally, there's nothing wrong with flirting. A lot of Christian women, no, maybe it's suggestive, maybe it's sexual, blah, blah, blah. And that's actually not true. So when you step into your femininity, it makes it easier for you to vet men correctly. Right now, you're vetting men wrongly because you're all up in your masculine energy. You're all up in your masculinity. You're operating like a guy, you know. That's why you keep attracting men that take you for granted, that want you to sponsor their entire life and their family, that financially abuse you, that are avoiding commitment, that are always in situationships with you, because you're stepping into your masculine energy. So you need to step into your femininity. And one of the easiest ways to do this is to be flirtatious. But because you're not comfortable with that, you excuse it. And flirtation requires you to be feminine. It requires you to step into that feminine energy. It requires you to wield it in a way that attracts quality men to you. Another reason why you should flirt more is it helps you to practice your faith with discernment. It helps you to practice your faith with discernment. And one of the key steps that we take when you start working with me one-on-one is we look at your dating habits. A lot of you are not practicing your faith with discernment. You're practicing faith with excuses. You're using your faith. I've given you an example just now. You're using your faith as an excuse. You're using your faith as a prop. You're using your faith to, what I say, to hide yourself. You know, oh, maybe it's not my time. Maybe I'm not meant to be meeting any men right now. Maybe this, maybe that. And that's actually not the reality of what's going on. You're just using your faith as an excuse. Meanwhile, your faith should be used to discern as you date. And flirtation makes you do that. It requires you to do that, because as you're flirting, you're assessing whether that man is also interested. You're assessing how he's responding to your flirtation. You're assessing how open he's being as a result of you making him more comfortable. Because when you flirt and it's being reciprocated, it allows the conversation to flow easier. And that's how discernment comes in. You start qualifying men correctly. Qualifying here is the next level after dating. All my clients go through this process, vetting and qualifying. That is the key way that we show you how to attract the right men for marriage. And that's how we've helped our clients step into the right marriages. Just knowing how to vet and qualify men correctly. And where qualification comes in is after the vetting process. So vetting is basically just to initially filter the kind of men you're talking to. Qualifying is not when you choose from a quality pool of options. A lot of you are not even able to qualify correctly because you don't know how to vet. You're just clueless on how to vet. You're going through this whole process wrongly. But when you practice your faith with discernment, you qualify correctly, because now you're combining your spiritual walk with the walk of the your dating walk, so to speak. You're combining the spirit and the physical experience of getting to know this person. So it's balanced. And this is how a lot of women enter the wrong marriages, because it's imbalanced. Either you're focusing too much on the physical, or you're focusing so much on the spiritual that you neglect to look at what God is actually showing you through your flesh. And this is something I teach clients. God also speaks through your flesh. Yes, he does. I mean, you're literally having a human experience through your flesh. Okay, you eat something, how do you experience it? On your tongue, you taste it. You smell something, how do you experience it? Through your nose, you smell it. So you're having a human experience through your flesh. God also uses your flesh. If you want scriptural examples off the top of my head, you know, when scripture says that I asked him to take this stone from my side 3 times and he refused, he said, my faith is made perfect in your weakness. So if anything, God uses your flesh to show you how his faith is operating in your life, how his presence is operating in your life. So it's important that you're practicing faith with discernment. That helps you to qualify men correctly. That's why flirtation is important. That's one of the easiest ways to do this. And this is why all clients that go through my program, we do not play with this. And ask my clients, you all think that I'm straightforward. I'm even more straightforward with clients. I just tell you the truth, right? You need to put yourself out there. You need to come into contact with moment. He's not just going to magically appear at your doorstep. Is that a possibility? Yes, but it's not a probability. It's unlikely to happen. And I'm not sure if you're trying to wait for a marriage that is unlikely to happen, or you're trying to make a marriage that is to happen. You're trying to give your marriage the best chance of happening. Because if that's what you're trying to do, you're going to have to put yourself out there more. You're going to have to be flirting more. You're going to be allowing that opportunity for your faith to be practiced through discernment. And flirtation also opens up opportunities for you to know how to be friendly with men. This is why a lot of you are getting confused by men that just want platonic relationships, and you're taking it to mean that they want intimate relationships, because you don't know the difference. You don't know how to be friendly with men. You don't know how men act when they are just interested in nothing more than just being friends or acquaintances in some cases. You don't know how to properly qualify the connection. And that's why flirtation is so important, because it makes it easy for you to be able to know exactly what friendliness looks like and what it looks like when a man is interested in more intimacy. And in my one-on-one program, Dating to Marry, we walk you through how to know specifically what men are, how to read men, basically. Just show you how to read men so it's easy for you to know whether he wants to be friends, acquaintances, or he wants to be more intimate with you. We walk you through that process in my one-on-one program. And if you're interested in working with me, guys, just click the link in bio to apply, or send me a DM and I will have a conversation with you. Just send me a DM saying interested and we'll have a conversation. And then another reason why it's so important is it allows you to test chemistry and connection. Chemistry is not something you can explain. It's an experience. You know when you're attracted to someone, same way you know when you're not attracted to someone. Problem is, because you don't know how to flirt, you don't even know what chemistry looks like. A lot of women have made this mistake and ended up in the wrong marriages. They've ended up in the wrongest marriages, the wrongest situationships and relationships, because it's either one-sided or it's non-existent. So you need to know what chemistry looks like for you. And a great way to test this out is through flirtation. And then connection is more important. There should be chemistry and connection. Chemistry means that there's an initial spark. Connection means that that spark has become more substantial and has more depth. And this allows you to choose the right man to commit to. That's why it's so important for you to flirt more, okay? So I'm going to briefly go over what I just said. Okay, you should flirt more because it allows you to have more fun as you're dating. It makes it easier for you to step into your femininity so you can vet men correctly from the right space. You are able to practice your faith with discernment as opposed to using your faith as an excuse for not going on dates and not meeting men. A lot of you do this. I've seen it again and again and again because I'm having conversations with you guys. I'm reviewing your applications. You know, it shows you how to be friendly with men and how to properly qualify when a man is interested in connecting with you on a more deep level. It allows you to test chemistry and connection. Okay, so I have a question about handling a long-distance relationship. The same way you handle a short-distance relationship. Relationships are not about distance, it's about desire. You know, I was literally breaking down this concept for clients in my program in our last coaching call. Relationships are not about distance, it's desire. A lot of you are dating based on distance, not desire. If you are required to move because you got a high-paying job in your dream company, are you going to be saying, no, I'm not going to go because it's in a different country? No, I'm not going to go because I'm going to be far from friends and family. Are you going to say that when they just offered you a very good salary with amazing benefits at your dream company? Are you going to be saying, ah, I think I'll pass because it's too far from where I currently live? Of course you're not. Anyone will tell you that you're crazy to say that. All you're going to be thinking about is, how soon can I move? And in fact, before you think about that, you're probably going to accept the offer. And then you figure out how you're going to move to that new location, you know, how you're going to set yourself up, how you're going to make sure you keep in contact with friends and family. That's the same thing with dating. A lot of you are pulling it down to distance, and it has nothing to do with distance. Absolutely nothing to do with distance. It's all about desire.
Hey, Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're interested in diving even deeper into attracting the right men, dating your husband, dating for the purpose of a godly marriage, Dating to Marry is the program for you. I work with you to show you exactly how to date to attract your husband. I'm going to walk you through patterns all the way to positioning yourself to date to attract the man that is right for you. I only work with 4 women. Make sure to check the show notes to sign up for our wait list. I look forward to welcoming you into Dating to Marry. Let's get back to our episode.
So here's the thing. Dating is all about desire. It's not about distance. A lot of you are dating based on distance. So why are you surprised that that man keeps using distance as an excuse? He'll say something like, I need more time equals the distance. Or I'm not ready yet. I just came out of a relationship equals the distance. Or it's just really hard for me to make a decision right now equals the distance. You keep making excuses for that. If you desire something, there is no need for distance. Distance does not play a factor. Like I just gave you that example. They gave you an amazing company, or they offered you an awesome luxury vacation. Are you going to say, no, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it because it's too far from where I currently live. Does that make sense? It doesn't. It's too far from me. I can't go on that amazing luxury all paid vacation. Because, you know, it's so far. That doesn't make any sense. You're going to take it because it's all about desire. It's the same with dating. It's all about desire. It has nothing to do with distance. So when it comes to whether y'all are long distance, short distance, there's no difference. It's all about desire. Do you desire to be together? Then you will create opportunities to make that happen. But it has to be a mutual desire. It cannot be one-sided. Okay? Literally broke this down for clients in my program in that last meeting. But yeah, I'm sure you'll understand this better now. Okay, so putting yourselves out there, does it have to do with our social media handles? It has to do with everything. Putting yourselves out there is all about, the closest way for you to get married is to get uncomfortable. So what do I mean by that? I mean, clearly, whatever you've been doing is not working. It's not working. Is it working? It's not. So you need to do something differently for you to get a different result. There's a saying that goes, repeating the same process, expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. And a lot of you are dating in an insane way. You keep repeating the same thing you did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 months ago, 1 week ago, and somehow expecting it to produce a miraculously different result in the next 4 months. It is not going to happen. You're repeating the same pattern. So you're not about to get a different result. Your pattern has literally showed you this plus this equals this again and again and again. So it's not going to happen. You need to do something different. So if it requires you to make your profile public, go ahead. If it requires you to go on more social outings, go ahead. Whatever is the nearest point of discomfort for you, explore it. This is why when we start working together in my program, we start by looking at your history, because I need to know where you are at in your dating process. I need to know, literally just started working with a client and we're able to uncover in our first call exactly why she keeps attracting the same kind of men, why she keeps having the same problems in relationships and situationships. We uncovered that in a 90-minute call, and it would, if she had kept going on that path, it is a pattern that she's repeated for years. We were able to uncover this in 90 minutes. So a lot of you keep putting time in a place that time has no business being. Oh, maybe I need more time. No, you don't need more time. You definitely need more knowledge, but you do not need more time. Knowledge is the difference. Somebody that has been doing something for 5 years and you just started doing it and this is your first month, who's going to have more experience? Who's going to be faster? Who's going to see results more? Who's going to see problems faster? Who's going to come up with solutions quicker? Of course, the person with more experience. So you don't need more time. It's just an excuse. You don't need more time. You just need a different understanding. The scripture literally says, lean not on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. Because your understanding can only take you so far. And that's why, like with our program, once I start working with clients, you need to drop your understanding at the door. That's why it's an application process, okay? So if you want to work with me and you want to make sure that you're exploring dating from a different angle, you're approaching dating the right way, you're entering relationships correctly so that you're dating men you can actually marry, like our clients are doing, then all you have to do is apply, okay? Link is my bio. If you want to have a conversation around how my program works, you're also free to send me a DM. Okay, so quite simply, I'm just going to finally say this because I've seen a couple of questions on this. Flirting just looks like being more available. It means being, I literally just broke it down, being more feminine. How you're more feminine and how I'm more feminine is different because there are different expressions of femininity. Another thing that we break down in my program. It just means being friendly, being fun, allowing men or other people, you know, really, it doesn't just have to be men. You can use flirtation techniques in different situations, but specifically speaking, when it comes to men, allowing men know you're interested, being involved in the conversation, you know, allowing them to know that this is an opportunity for them to get to know you, depending on the context. I'm not going to put it down to saying very simple ways are smiling more, making more eye contact, you know, giving more compliments. Those are some basic examples. But if you want to get into the depth of it, you really need to explore your own femininity. That's why in my program, we start with you, because a lot of you are looking at dating based on as if it's some sort of formula that applies externally, not understanding that it's just a lot of work you have to do internally. You're thinking dating is the same way as your career. You know, your career, no one cares about your mental health. I'm speaking broadly. The majority of organizations you work with, they don't care about your mental health. They're not going to be asking you, what's your mental health on a scale of 1 to 10 today? They just care about your deliverables. They just care that you're able to deliver the project on time. They just care that you're showing up to work on time and you're closing on time and you're able to do the work that has been assigned to you. That's all they care about. They're not going to be asking, are you feeling happy or sad today? That is what an external process looks like. Dating is internal. It requires intimacy. It has a lot to do with how you nurture relationships and how you choose the kind of relationships you're entering into. And that's the same way flirtation takes place. It requires a lot of internal work in terms of how are you currently expressing your femininity? How are you showing up authentically in spaces and allowing people to come into your space intimately? How are you properly gauging the relationships that you're finding yourself in? And that's why the first step that we do in my program with clients is we start with them. We don't start with looking at how many men they're talking to or whatever relationships they're in. No, the first part of the program is we look at you because you are the one that has been in all those situations. So you are the key denominator. You are the key difference that needs to make a change to see a different result. And that's how I've been able to successfully get our clients to step into marriages and to step into healthy relationships and to start attracting men in a quality way. Literally, one client went from wanting to cut off a guy, not being sure about where to place him, to knowing exactly what the situation was in a 7-day period, something that took her months to figure out. She was able to clarify in 7 days. Was it even up to 7 days? I don't remember. The difference in time was definitely clear anyway. She didn't need more time. She just needed a different approach. So it's the same way with dating. Okay, it's internal work. So until and unless you're willing to do that work, you're not going to see a different result. I don't care if you go to a conference where there are hundreds of thousands of single men. you are not going to meet one man that you can commit to because you are not in that space. It's internal work. I hope this was helpful, guys. So if you want to work with me one-on-one, I have slots open. So what Dating to Marry, that's my one-on-one program, covers is how to use your patterns, which we've discussed just now, to position yourself so that you are committing to the right men. That's what my program does. And it's a 4-month period that you'll be working with me. So I'm accepting clients for the final quarter of the year. So if you're interested in working with me one-on-one, you want to start meeting men that you can marry, you want to start dating the right way, and you want to start entering healthy relationships that lead to the altar with the right man, feel free to apply by clicking the link in my bio, or you can send me a DM, okay? Send me a DM saying marry. Make sure you share this with a sister friend, and I'll see you guys next time.